Hello everyone, and a very warm welcome to this new episode of BVTV. I'm Christophe Machu, investment specialist at M&G, and today we're going to take a step back from the daily tweets of Donald Trump and take a more fundamental look at what's recently been going on in markets. We're just over a quarter of the way through the year, and we've already seen several points of volatility, with many asset classes having experienced strong sell-offs at various points. So it's now time to explore whether the market has been making well-informed or actually knee-jerk reactions. But first things first, let's remind ourselves what the market has been concerned about. Well, the first source of concerns for investors in Q1 2018 was the pressure on valuations caused by rising interest rates. In other words, what's the impact of higher interest rates on the valuations of all asset classes? Later on, not giving much respite to investors, the market started to worry about possible renewed protectionism tendencies. Similarly to the first episode, equities sold off, but this time around, bonds rallied. More recently, we observed renewed sources of volatility. This time, it was the FANG stocks which started to worry investors. So to give you an idea on the scale of these three shocks, we can see from the charts that the number of times the daily move of the S&P 500 has exceeded 0.5%, up or down, is actually comparable to Q1 2016. When markets feared a potential recession. So what are the conclusions that we can draw from this? Well, I believe there are two. Firstly, we are living in a world of higher pricing model uncertainty. Why? Simply because investors don't know how to value the impact of rising interest rates. Remember that the last time such a dynamic took place in the developed world was 24 years ago, in 1994. And a lot of investment professionals, including myself, went out there to witness it. Another conclusion is that the correlation between bonds and equities is no longer static. Unfortunately, bonds will no longer always be there to protect from the losses that might occur in equities. Their behavior depends on the type of risk that investors are worried about. Is the main risk a global risk or an increase in interest rate risk? I believe each investor should ask himself that question before making an asset allocation decision. So this leads us to the most important question. Are markets behaving irrationally, or is there something more fundamental going on? And the first question that comes to mind to see if the market is reacting proportionately to the situation is, do the markets truly appreciate and consider the full picture? And I would argue that the answer is no. Why? Well, firstly, because the market is only paying attention to US-centric news coming from Donald Trump, the Fed, or the FANGs. Secondly, because investors show strong signs of myopia. All their eyes are on tariffs. As you can see in this chart, the number of articles mentioning tariffs has spiked dramatically and very significantly in March, which by itself is an indication that most investors' attention has been overly focused on this topic. We just saw that the market might not have considered the full picture, but let's go beyond that and consider a second point. How quickly did the market change its mind about things? And I would say pretty quickly. Whereas optimism was on most faces at the end of January 2018, investors now show signs of pessimism. And that has materialized in a quick and probably not very well calibrated sell-off in global equities. This rapid price action might be another indication that the recent sell-off may more result from a change of emotion coming from investors than actually a change and a fundamental shift. But before making this conclusion, we need to consider a final point. Does the move in prices truly reflect the fundamental picture? And again, my answer to this question would be no. Firstly, because the market is currently reacting to something which hasn't happened yet. What will be the tariff policy conducted by the US? What about China? How significant can it be? What is the actual impact on domestic and international growth or inflation? Well, the truth is that the market simply doesn't have any of these answers. So it has decided to be on the safe side by discounting materially any risky assets, disregarding all the current supportive fundamentals currently exhibited by the different economies. And trust me, there are plenty of good fundamentals out there currently. So that's why, because of the recent volatility that we observed, which has conducted into an irrational sell-off, we at M&G believe that the current volatility may therefore present some opportunities to take advantage of the recent discounts available. So thanks everyone for listening. Have a good week and stay tuned for the next BVTV episode. Thank you.